Welcome to episode 1184 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week in our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, we find ourselves at the center of history's most pivotal moment. Today, we enter the Praetorium in Jerusalem, the governor's palace, where Jesus stands bloodied, bound, and silent before Pontius Pilate. Here, amid the tense politics of empire and temple, justice and fear, we hear Jesus speak words that have echoed through centuries. The Messiah is not addressing a crowd, or his disciples, or even his accusers. He is speaking with a Roman governor, and in this remarkable, fraught exchange, heaven confronts worldly empire. The air is heavy with tension. Roman soldiers stand rigid. Priests linger outside, refusing to defile themselves before the Passover. Inside, Pilate looks Jesus over, the Galilean rabbi whose fate now rests in his hands.
What charges do you bring against this man?
If he were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you.
Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law.
But we have no right to execute anyone.
Are you the king of the Jews?
Is that your own idea, or did others talk to you about me?
Am I a Jew? Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?
My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest. But now my kingdom is from another place.
So you are a king, then?
You say that I am a king. For this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
What is truth?
Pilate turns away, unwilling to linger in the discomfort Jesus' answer provokes. This is not a theological debate Pilate wants to have. For him, truth is subordinate to power. Right now, a crowd outside threatens that power. Are you the king of the Jews? He asks. The question is both cynical and searching. Jesus doesn't answer it directly. Instead, he reveals the heart of the matter. Pilate wants to know what kind of king would be so powerless, so passive, so seemingly defeated. Jesus replies with a riddle wrapped in revelation. His kingdom is not of this world. That declaration changes everything. Jesus does not deny his kingship. He redefines it. He is a king, but not the kind who trades in power and fear. Not the kind whose throne is enforced by violence. Not the kind Pilate understands. His kingdom isn't about seizing territory. It's about rescuing souls. He doesn't wield the sword. He bears the cross. Pilate, disoriented, asks again, "So you are a king?" Jesus responds with striking clarity. "For this purpose I was born, to bear witness to the truth." Truth. That word hangs in the air like incense. Pilate hears it and recoils. "What is truth?" he retorts. It is not a sincere question. It is the sound of a soul jaded by too much power, too many compromises, too little hope. He walks away before Jesus can answer. But we must not walk away. Not yet. This is the moment where kingdoms clash. The empire of Caesar and the kingdom of Christ. One stands for coercion, one for conviction, one for control, one for compassion, one for dominance, one for divine purpose. Jesus is not fighting for his life. He is surrendering it in order to save ours. Pilate's dilemma is our own. Confronted with Jesus, we must decide, will we be people of truth or convenience? Will we listen to the voice of the king whose crown was made of thorns? Pilate walks out to the courtyard. The priests are waiting. The crowd is growing. The day is heating. With it, the pressure. Pilate addresses them.
I find no guilt in this man.
He stirs up the people. From Galilee to here, he teaches rebellion.
Pilate stiffens at the mention of Galilee. A way out? He sends Jesus to Herod, who questions him, but gets no answer. Mocked and robed, Jesus is returned. Now Pilate must decide.
Where are you from?
Jesus is silent.
Do you refuse to speak to me? Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?
You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin.
Pilate is shaken. This man is not like others he has condemned. He is dignified in suffering, resolute without arrogance, silent without fear. Under mounting political pressure and threats to his loyalty to Caesar, Pilate hesitates, but ultimately capitulates to the demands of the Jewish leaders, fearing the consequences of releasing a man accused of claiming kingship. In a final dramatic exchange, the chief priests deny their messianic hope by declaring,
"We have no king but Caesar,"
prompting Pilate to wash his hands publicly, disclaiming responsibility for Jesus' fate. Though conflicted, Pilate sentences Jesus to crucifixion, posting the inscription, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews," above the cross, a title both contested and, ironically, true. Jesus is led away. Here we see not only Pilate's political compromise, but the quiet majesty of Christ. He speaks sparingly, but every word is sovereign. He doesn't grovel. He doesn't strategize. He doesn't defend himself with manipulative rhetoric or plead for justice. Why? Because he knows exactly what must happen. He knows that the crown of thorns will soon be pressed into his head. He knows the scourge will tear his back. He knows the crossbeam will crush his shoulders. And he knows the nails will tear through his flesh. But more than all that, he knows that to fulfill the will of the Father, he must drink the cup. And he does it with full awareness and unflinching resolve. Pilate, in contrast, is all hesitation. He tries to shift blame, release responsibility, defer decisions. He even publicly, symbolically washes his hands. But no washing could make him innocent. Pilate failed to act on conviction, and in that failure, we are reminded, truth demands a response. Let's get deep. What this conversation teaches us about Jesus. Jesus embraces kingship on divine terms, not worldly ones. When Pilate challenges his identity, "Are you a king?" Jesus never flinches, but he also never conforms to earthly expectations. His reign is not about political dominance, but spiritual deliverance. Jesus reminds us his lordship transcends every human system, yet it penetrates the heart of every human being. He is a king, not because people crowned him, but because God did. His is the kingdom not of this world, but for this world. Jesus speaks truth without fear, even in the face of death. Jesus' dialogue with Pilate is deliberate, piercing, and calm. He could have remained silent or tried to talk his way out, but instead he testifies to the truth. "For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth." In this, we see truth for Jesus is not a strategy or philosophy. It is his identity. And he bears witness not with loud declarations, but with his very life. Jesus refuses to let fear define the moment. Pilate's fear is palpable, fear of the crowd, of Caesar, of losing his station. Jesus, in contrast, radiates authority even in submission. He reminds Pilate all authority is granted from above. That statement is not defiance, it's sovereignty. Jesus is not the victim of power. He is the vessel of redemption. And that truth confronts us. We can act from fear, or we can stand in faith. Jesus shows us how to stand. Jesus remains faithful while being forsaken. Pilate turns away. The priests turn away. Even the disciples are scattered. But Jesus, utterly alone, remains faithful to the Father's mission. There is no bargaining here, no attempt to escape. This is obedience unto death. And in it, we see a glimpse of the glorious cost of salvation. Jesus is not swept away by chaos. He walks into it with purpose. Every step, every word, every silence in this exchange is measured. Jesus moves through injustice, not as a victim of random cruelty, but as the Lamb of God fulfilling his mission. What looks like political theater is in fact the stage of divine redemption. Truth for Jesus is not an idea, it is the road to the cross, and he walks it with clarity, courage, and conviction. As we listen to Jesus before Pilate, we're not merely watching history unfold, we're being invited into a decision. Pilate's question echoes across time. What shall I do with Jesus? Do we acknowledge him as king or wash our hands of him? Do we speak truth when it's costly or stay silent to keep the peace? Do we allow fear to shape our choices or live in light of a higher authority? The conversation between Jesus and Pilate is not just about two men. It's about two kingdoms, two ways of living. Two responses to truth, and the choice, in every generation, is ours. Father, thank you for Jesus, who stood in truth even when abandoned. Help us not to shrink back in fear, but to follow his courage. Teach us to live for your kingdom, even when it costs us. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. live life to the full today.